My magical friends with allergies, this is for you. Or if your child happens to have allergies or someone you're close to deals with it. Listen. Imagine a life without sneezing, itchy eyes, or avoiding your friend's house because they happen to have a cat, which I've been there, done that. Thanks to Curex, allergies are no longer something you have to just deal with. They're optional. And who is Curex for? It's for patients with allergies, asthma, sinusitis, and eczema. And Curex is America's largest online allergy clinic and has changed the lives of thousands of people. Everything is 100% online, and you'll connect with a licensed doctor via Zoom or text, and Curex will ship custom medication right to your door to get you going on your journey to becoming allergy-free, which I love that for you. And myself, I mean, I've dealt with allergies my entire life since I was a child, and it has only been amplified with the change of season when I'm in Utah, especially during a pollen-infested summer. And so I definitely need allergy medication to just breathe and chill. And sometimes when I'm around a cat who's an outdoor cat as well, it flares up, which is a bummer because I love cats and I want to be a cat lady, but this hasn't changed since I was a child. Over 100 million Americans suffer from allergies, and they're not just an inconvenience. Allergies are the number one reason people miss work. They can really mess with your life, like wanting to move in with your partner, but being allergic to their dog or cat. Not fun, right? And so here's the good news. Allergies can be treated effectively, and you can make allergic reactions a thing of the past. All it takes is a couple of allergy drops every day, and in just 3 to 6 months, you could start feeling real relief. And it's easier than brushing your teeth. And these allergy drops are trusted by doctors and backed by science with hundreds of studies from top institutions like Harvard Medical School and the Mayo Clinic. In fact, in Europe, allergy drops are the go-to treatment for allergies. You can treat allergies to pollen, dust mites, mold, and even cats and dogs. Amazing. No one should be allergic to cats and dogs. Curex is America's largest online allergy clinic, and the New York Times says they are changing the landscape of allergies. I've seen the reviews and they're incredible. Like this one from Lisa Cox. Curex has been a godsend to me. Has been easy, painless, and effective. The staff and doctors there have been wonderful, kind, and understanding, as well as being accommodating and fantastic to work with. I'm never going back to any other allergy docs. So, if you're serious about kicking those allergies to the curb, check out Curex. Treatment starts as low as $59 a month, and if you sign up now, you can save 80% off the $49 sign-up fee. Go to getcurex.com today for this limited time offer. Don't let allergies control your life. Take control with Curex. Go to getcurex.com. That's GETCUREX.com.
It's leaning into finding the breadcrumbs, I like to call them, or the God crumbs of people that have gone before you, that have walked that path and that journey, and then choosing a mentor. I would say that was probably one of the smartest things I did, even though, yes, my mama is my mom. Part of what caused the drift was I had fallen away from doing the personal development study. I just got so busy raising babies and so busy paying the bills that I stopped really growing spiritually. And so once I realized, oh, I woke back up, it was choosing to get back into the study.
Hello, hello, magical friends, yummies. My name is Raquel, and welcome to Your Own Magic, a podcast for the creative and the curious soul. And today I am so excited to introduce to you someone who is a true inspiration in the world of health and well-being. Joining us is the brilliant Jennifer Joy Jimenez, founder of the Health and Well-Being Division at the Brave Thinking Institute. And she's a highly sought-after speaker, consultant, trainer, and coach who has touched the lives of thousands worldwide through her transformational retreats, workshops, and her groundbreaking Vibrant Healthy Woman program. So in our conversation, Jennifer shares invaluable insights on becoming more confident and joyful and empowered to make the difference you're here to make in the world. And she'll speak on powerful wellness angles like how to overcome the seven faces of your inner critic or embody your most confident self. And finding the bridge to body acceptance through body neutrality, a journey that resonates deeply with many of us, including yours truly. And so some of you may be familiar with her incredible mother as well, Mary Morrissey, whom I had the honor of interviewing in the past. But today is all about Jennifer, and you don't want to miss this insightful, beautiful conversation. So without further ado, I believe it is time to let the magic begin with Jennifer Joy Jimenez. Jennifer, thank you so much for joining us. Do you like to be called Jennifer or Jen?
Jennifer in general, but if a Jen slips in, you know, here and there, I won't complain. It's all good. Yeah.
It might. You can call me Rocky as well if you feel like it. Okay. Cool. Well, thank you so much for joining me and coming on the podcast. It means so much. I love hearing your story and I can't wait for the listeners to hear your story. What is lighting you up most in this season of your life?
Ooh, what's lighting me up the most? You know, this is a really juicy time in my life. I talk to my closest friends about actually feeling like I'm birthing quadruplets right now. It's really a big time. I am a mama. I have three babies who are not all now out of the nest, which is insane because I still feel 35.
No,
but I'm not. Right. I'm 49. And I started at 25, so I have a 24-year-old daughter, a 21-year-old son, and then an 18-year-old that I just drove to Colorado to drop him off at Colorado State University to join his older brother. So I don't call it empty nesting. I call it free birding. So it's still acclimating, but yeah, I mean, I'm writing a book right now. I'm revamping my flagship program. It's called the Vibrant Healthy Woman Coaching Program. I just created a whole new launch called the Wellbeing Revolution. So it's like a very fertile, like I feel super fertile. Like I feel like there's so much energy flowing through me to spread my wings and spread my message. But in general, if you were to ask me that question on any given, whatever today is, what day is it? Thursday or Wednesday, any given Wednesday, it's dance. It's, but not just any dance. So my background is I am a former professional modern dancer, but the way I talk to God, the way I grieve, the way I manifest my dreams, the way I stay vibrant and healthy at 49, even though I feel like I'm still, you know, not that, is conscious dance, a very specific formula for conscious dance that I actually codified called Transcend Dance, which we can talk about and unpack later if you want. But yeah, it's dancing, it's music, it's connecting with spirit through music and dance in general. But yeah.
That is beautiful. How long did you dance for professionally?
So I did that mostly in my 20s. So late teens, early 20s. I had my daughter at 25, which was really quick. So I wasn't expecting to have her quite. I got married at 20. So, I mean, you know, it wasn't like I wasn't in marriage and wanting to build a family. But I think most dancers typically want to wait a few more years to stretch out those dancing years. But actually her coming into me and coming through me into the world was very much the doorway that helped me spiritually awaken, helped me heal all of these abusive paradigms I had with my body. So I was very much, as a professional dancer, a body abuser. Never felt thin enough, never felt good enough. So I was constantly starving my body, overtraining my body. It was very much like this, you know, mind over matter relationship. And I had a 50-hour labor with her. So, I know. It was crazy. I was very attached to the natural birth. I didn't want any drugs and I didn't, the whole thing, you know, and I had the birth plan on my door and the nurse laughed at me and I'm like, screw you. You don't know anything. I'm in the best shape of my life. And I was like, my mother is a thought leader. So, I mean, I started learning manifestation and all of these things at a very, very young age. I was raised with all of this. So, I mean, I'm like, I got this. Like, if my mom can do this, I can do this. Little did I know, though, the controlling energy that I had trained myself in for many years as a dancer was the opposite energy that you need to be in to co-create flow in birth. You need to be in a state of love, a state of release, a state of surrender, a state of co-creation, a state of trust. And I was terrified. You know, even though I knew I'd be a great mom and I'd always wanted to be a mom, I was really scared, you know. And so that fear and that control tightened everything up. And so I was fighting against myself unconsciously, not consciously realizing it. But you know what was so great is she ended up coming through. She was healthy, happy.
That's all that matters.
Was all good, but it was the doorway that led me to learning everything I could find on the mind-body-spirit connection and ultimately led me in the direction of where I am today.
That's a fascinating story. Does your daughter know the story? I'm assuming she does.
Oh yeah. She totally walks around with this like tall spine and right. this confidence that like, oh yeah, I'm the reason my mom is the way she is. It's true. Right. Very much so. She was my teacher into this the life I live today.
Go her. I'm glad that she's like that. I want to hear more about your personal journey as well and any pivotal moments. Of course, you just shared a huge one, but other pivotal moments in your life that led you to pursue a career in coaching and wellness.
Yeah. Well, I love that you and I both love Sedona. So we were just talking about some of the last retreats that we led. And one of your last retreats was in Sedona. And I returned to Sedona and took a group to Sedona because that was one of the most pivotal experiences in my life. So fast forward, you know, I have my daughter and now the bohemian lifestyle isn't quite so attractive with the little baby in tow. So I'm married to an actor, writer, and producer. So I'm the dancer, my husband's this actor, and now we've got this baby and we're like, you know, we kind of need a regular income. Yeah. So somebody needs to figure this out. So I ended up being like the steady breadwinner. It's just kind of more my nature.
Wait, that is so nice.
It was nice of me, but it was also really hard.
Yeah.
So I ended up getting into sales and I just naturally started to excel. I would win Salesperson of the Year, but I tucked away the artist, the bohemian, the spiritual, you know, seeker and the healer and just all that energy didn't really fit all that great in the sales world. And I started to move up the corporate ladder and had two more children, which by the way, all along the path, I am doing my work and I'm growing spiritually, but it's kind of like on evenings and weekends. So if anybody's listening and they know they're meant for more and they would really love to be that leader, that change agent, but it's kind of like the evenings and weekends is the place that they have for this and they haven't figured out how to make this their full-time gig. I totally know the pain of that. I lived it. It's very painful. Because you know there's so much more that you're meant for and you just haven't quite figured out how do I make money doing this, you know, and that's where I was. And I got very, very burned out with three babies, working full-time, moving up the corporate ladder. And like I mentioned, my mom is a thought leader. And for anyone who follows personal development and manifestation, her name is Mary Morrissey. So there's a fun connection there. You know, she's a thought leader. She was a, you know, minister for many years, and she's a transformational coach, speaker, teacher, author. She's been doing this work for 50 years. And she was leading women's retreats. So I started doing these women's retreats with her when I was in my 20s. Here I am now in my 30s, like kind of early 30s. And I would go once a year on these retreats and I would teach this conscious dance method that I was playing with. And I started teaching it after my daughter was born. But again, it was something I was doing, even though I would love to do it full time, I wasn't doing it full time. This particular retreat, and what's great about retreat is that you can unplug from the, you know how at times in life, it feels like we're going through the motions. We wake up, we go to work, we grind, you know, and then we like wait for the weekend to kind of, you know, like though that there's so many people in that routine. And it's these opportunities where we can unplug from that routine and hear from the power breathing us, be guided through evocative questions that are designed to really help us very quickly get in touch with whether we're on our soul's path or not. And very, very quickly, I realized how far from my truth I had slowly but surely drifted, and how unhappy I was doing sales full time, how I could feel this like rumbling inside, like a volcano ready to explode, that I was so, I had all these gifts and all these talents and all this available inside, but I hadn't harnessed it into like a full-time career. I had all these pressures of, you know, putting food on the table for the family, but I couldn't help it any longer. And I literally felt like God was screaming at me, oh, she's listening. Let's get her attention. It's time. The time is now. And I literally heard, you're going to go back to work and you're going to turn in your 30-day notice and you are going to be dedicated to your purpose work. And I'm like, that's great, but I got kids to feed. Like, how the hell are, like, there's no business plan, God. I love that. But, you know, like, how are we going to make, and it was just, it didn't matter. It was dive. And I remember telling my mom, and of course, she says one thing and one thing only, what would you love? And if it's what you would love, then follow your heart, go for your dreams. And that's her number one message in the world is, you know, she's one of the foremost teachers on building a life of your dreams. So anyway, so I stood up on stage in front of 100 women, bawling my eyes out, like snot coming out, the tears going down, you know, like my whole body shaking. And I'm like, I am going to do this. I'm going back home. I know I don't know the how. I don't have a business plan. It's not all worked out, but God is so on my heart that I'm going to quit my day job and I'm going to go for it. I'm going to live the dream. I'm going to allow myself to serve my purpose, passion, and mission. And really, and at the time I had crafted this vision. So here I am going to work in a cubicle under fluorescent lights all day, selling financial services in like tight suits, you know, with my hair. I'd get up at like 5 in the morning. I'd be at to work by 6 a.m. I didn't even see my kids in the morning, you know, and basically just miserable. And my vision is I'm working with beautiful souls, but especially women. I'm helping them heal. I'm helping them transform. I'm helping them connect mind, body, and soul. I'm leading retreats all over the world. Somehow I'm making multiple six figures doing this incredible healing change agent work and thriving. And I'm playing with my kids again. Like, I'm happy mom again. I'm having great sex with my husband because like my marriage was on the rocks. I was cranky mom. Like, just everything wasn't working. And I crafted this beautiful vision. And as I stood up on that stage declaring, I swear, I felt like 1,000 beams of light shot out from my heart. And like the universe and I aligned is all I can describe. It was really one of the most, like, I get chills even today describing it. It was one of the most transcendental moments where I declared that I will serve, I will surrender, that I'm not going to try to control anymore. And I did. I went back, I quit my job, and I didn't look back. I'm not going to say it was easy. You know, that was over 15 years ago. And today, the vision that I crafted that day at that women's retreat, sitting knee to knee with those women and dreaming it up and writing it down, is like tiny compared to the dream that I am now living. I've built a multi-million dollar wellness empire. I lead retreats all over the world. I serve thousands of clients. I have lots of certifications, and all of that's great, but it wouldn't, you know, really is truly about feeling aligned with the reason you were born. If I could just say it in one sentence, that's, and so important. My kids are now out of the house, right? Like, it's gone. Like, it's done.
You're free bird. That is a magical, transformational, transcendental story. And I'm sure Mama Mary Morrissey is very proud of you. And Mama Mary Morrissey has been on the podcast. And I just remember she was last spring, I believe, is when I chatted with her. And she did make such a beautiful impression. She is so warm and nurturing and a mama bear, and I could feel that. She is so one of the sweetest that I've talked to.
Awesome. Oh, that's so great. Yeah. That's so amazing. Yeah.
And she must also be obviously so proud that you are aligned. You are living your purpose. And I think that's beautiful. And not only are you living your purpose, but you're helping others tap into that magic and align with their purpose. This is one of the reasons why I have this podcast is I like to talk to people like you who are helping, not just living it yourself, but you're also helping others, listening, tap into that, because so many people are in the space you are in where they might be in a job that they don't like, or maybe they feel the magic in whatever their sales job is and they feel like they're living their purpose. Great. But a lot of people don't, you know, a lot of people might not be happy where they're at. So what are some maybe steps or some practical tips you could provide those that are stuck in that place so they can wake up and feel that light beam outside of them like you felt on that stage with the women?
Yeah. You know, well, first of all, it's finding resources like this podcast, you know, seriously, it's leaning into finding the breadcrumbs, I like to call them, or the God crumbs of people that have gone before you, that have walked that path and that journey, and then choosing a mentor. I would say that was probably one of the smartest things I did, even though, yes, my mama is my mom. Part of what caused the drift was I had fallen away from studying, from doing the personal development study. I just got so busy raising babies and so busy making bill, you know, paying the bills that I stopped really growing spiritually. And so once I realized, oh, I woke back up, it was choosing to get back into the study. So choosing my mom as my mentor, even though, yes, she's my mom, that's a whole thing in and of itself, right? But I put that on a side and I just said, you know what, let me get back into training. And I started taking the weekly classes and started reworking with my vision and following. There is a tested and proven dream building system that we teach at our institute. And I literally just went, I'm going to, you know, put a beginner's mind on, and I'm going to have a childlike curiosity, and I'm going to just go back to the basics, and I'm going to take it one day at a time. And I began to build and follow the formula and follow the system. So I would say mentorship, getting the training that's required. I mean, obviously we are, the Brave Thinking Institute is the premier training center for transformational coaching. So of course I'm going to be a big fan of it, but I'm not just saying it as a, yeah, that would be great. If somebody asks me, how have you created what you create? It literally is through the two ways to shift a paradigm or your old ways of being, thinking, being, feeling, and acting into an aligned way of thinking, feeling, being, and acting that creates a new life. It takes time. It doesn't happen immediately. And it's through repetition and immersion. So repetition is learning a new set of beliefs, a new set of thoughts, a new set of feelings that lead to new actions that create new results, so new awareness about yourself. And immersion are retreats, literally. Like if so, ask me, what's the formula? Every year, and currently I'm working on it now. I have mentors, I have coaching, I do immersions and retreats, not only that I attend, but that I lead, because you've got to unplug yourself from this hamster wheel of life and like pause and look at life and get guided through transformational processes and heal the blocks and the traumas and the things that keep us in that same way of thinking, you know?
Yes.
So yeah, that would be what I would say. It's one way.
I'd say this one's for the listeners who happen to like beauty and makeup and also love to support companies that give back and happen to appreciate a pretty good deal. If you've been listening to my podcast for a while now, you probably know I've been a Thrive Cosmetics girlie since 2020 for many reasons. And of course, they are part of my fall glam this season. But since my routine, I'd say, is all over the place, I just have been keeping it simple. And all I feel like I need is a touch of their mascara, their liquid lash mascara, which gives me that pop, a fresh face, natural look, but also sometimes lip tint. I like their lip filler, long wearing and plumping lip liner. But there's so many things I love about Thrive Cosmetics. Like the fact that they're 100% vegan and cruelty-free, made with skin-loving, clean ingredients. They have high-performance trademarked formulas, which of course means that they have uncompromising standards. And of course, Thrive Cosmetics, spelled C-A-U-S-E, Medics. Thrive Cosmetics donates to 8 major causes, including those impacted by cancer, domestic abuse, and veteran and education organizations. I so appreciate that. But like I said, I love their Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara. I mean, it lasts all day without any clumping, smudging, or flaking. It just makes my lashes pop, and it's easy to remove. Slides right off with warm water and a washcloth. No soap required. And of course, there's nourishing ingredients supporting longer, stronger, and healthier looking lashes over time. And they have a flake-free tubing formula that is trademark, which dramatically lengthens and defines your lashes from root to tip. I've also fallen in love with their lip filler, long-wearing, and plumping lip liner. It's amazing. It has a semi-permanent micro-pigment technology, which delivers bold, full coverage, no bleed color that lasts all day. A revitalizing lip quench technology, also trademark, which acts as a built-in lip primer to treat and smooth and then also plump, so your lips look fuller. And then that includes a built-in sharpener, so you can create a precision tip for more detailed applications. And just outline the edge of your bare lips using the precision tip and then fill it in. So brighten up your fall look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/magic. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS. .com/magic for 20% off your first order, which is also in the show notes. Enjoy. I have a feeling you're going to cherish this. Have you heard of Artifact Uprising? Well, Artifact Uprising wants to help you preserve your meaningful moments this holiday season. So whether you want to say, I love you with the perfect gift, or display favorite memories in your home, or even connect with loved ones throughout the year, they have a product you can personalize. And my beautiful cousin Chelsea, her wedding is coming up in October, so next month, and she didn't have a guest book yet, so I decided to create a stunning one for her using Artifact Uprising. And they offer so many options, so I was even able to fit her unique aesthetic and make the process incredibly easy. And Chelsea sent me a bunch of photos that she wanted to include, and so I did, and I used their clean, bright interface. It was so seamless. I was able to edit everything seamlessly, and I customized the sizing on each page to make it truly unique. And the result, I just have to say, is absolutely gorgeous. This quality is top notch. I couldn't be happier with how it turned out. Even their lay flats are hand glued, so they are long lasting products made to cherish. And they have a beautiful, innovative design, which is at the forefront of what they do. And their books, they're timeless, and they're just meant to be shared. And you can tell, I mean, the high quality printing methods on their photos, they are clear and vibrant and able to stand the test of time. And I'm excited for everyone to be able to write in the guest book something loving that Chelsea and her fiance, sweet fiance Ryan, can cherish for the rest of their life. And Artifact Uprising has been around for over a decade and have years of experience in high quality printing techniques. Just wanted to point that out there. From baby board books to coffee table books, even frames, calendars, cards, photo prints, other kinds of photo books, a variety of wedding options. There's so much to choose from. So now's the time to take advantage of this deal. Artifact Uprising makes it easy to tell your story through the end of the year. Your Own Magic listeners can give Artifact Uprising a try and get 20% off for new customers, or 15% off if you have purchased before. Just visit artifactuprising.com and use code MAGIC through December 31st. That's artifactuprising.com. And use the code MAGIC at checkout today. One beautiful thing about your background as a dancer, it is something that a lot of dancers deal with, I'm sure, but also just as women in society, today's society, yesterday's society, something that for whatever reason, it's a trauma that we've carried, which is that inner critic, especially about our bodies. And you've been very vulnerable about, you've experienced that to severe levels. And that's something I can totally relate to you. And it's wild how that funk can really hold us back, cloak us, not allow us to step into our purpose and our power. And so I'm just curious. Well, first, I'd love to hear about the seven faces of the inner critic. Can you walk us through these seven faces and how we can start recognizing them in our daily life?
Absolutely. Well, I would say, you know, when you talk about How do we as people really live into our greatest level of beingness? One thing that's important to say, and we're actually finding that men suffer from this as well, but statistically, it's known that 90% of women don't just dislike their bodies, but they hate their bodies. And we all know that if we're in this energy of loathing or hatred, or I mean, we can't be successful. We can't do anything well if that's the kind of this low level energy that we're walking around in. I love what you said, that it's like a cloak. So think about literally walking around with this negative cloak. So one of my greatest purposes is to help people realize that that is absolutely just a bunch of effing lies. We can shed the cloak. It's like time to freaking burn it and be like, yeah, that is not the truth of my being. I don't know who said that or where it came from, but whatever that voice is that wants to judge us, that wants to compare, that wants to tear us down, is really truly not the truth of who we are. And so in a nutshell, there are seven faces of our inner critic or this inner judge. It's the perfectionist, the inner controller, the taskmaster, the underminer, the destroyer, the guilt tripper, and the conformist.
Oh my gosh, I have them all.
there's a number of them. And here's what I will say. We just need to give that part of us a new, more empowering job. It isn't actually that we need to make it go away. We just need to be able to identify the voice, recognize where it comes from, interrupt it when it's happening, and then just simply give it a new job. Because all of those things can have an empowering and actually very creative and supportive energy in our lives if we just know how to transform it, recognize where it's coming from. So I don't know how much you want me to dive
into. Oh, I want you to dive deep. Give us the practical steps, perhaps even some anecdotes. Dive deep. Okay. This is something that most women deal with.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
And men too.
Seriously, like you'd be surprised. I can't tell you how many men I work with who carry body shame. It's even more shameful because it's not even a safe, like it's not even known. So even to talk about it is even sometimes harder because most people have heard somewhere down the line that women have body shame, body stuff. Like that's kind of a known thing. It's not taboo to talk about it. But for men, not only do they carry it, but it can be even taboo to even admit that that's going on. So anyhow, yeah. So the perfectionist is really this constant demand for flawlessness, right? So it tells you, you never try hard enough, whatever it is that you do, it's not good enough. So then that actually can lead to procrastination and all kinds of stress because there's no room for failing your way forward or for not being perfect out of the gate. And so one of the keys when you hear the voice saying, you know, don't even go online and do your Facebook Live or write that book, or I don't know, try something new, is to have like a childlike curiosity around it. Anything we've ever done for the first time we do it is the worst time we do it. Nobody's ever perfect out of the gate anyways, that's right? Right. So instead of aiming for perfection, you want to aim for growth. Like just what if we could just allow ourselves to grow? And rather than aiming for perfection, you want to aim for progress. So growth and progress and learning and evolving all come from actually making mistakes, not coming from getting everything right. So that's how you work with the perfectionist, is you can turn that into a coach who helps coach you into growing. And if you fail, you get back up.
Yes.
You coach yourself to get back up and dust off your knees and try again, you know?
So good.
Yeah.
And just do it as well. Shift that thought. Just do it. There's so many things that I'll procrastinate and I'm like, no, I just got to do it.
Exactly. 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 The inner controller is really tied to behaviors like overeating or indulging in habits that make us feel out of control. So it's interesting that can rise up as part of the controlling. It shames us with thoughts like you have no willpower. And so to quiet that voice, we want to cultivate self-compassion. So instead of beating yourself up over mistakes, you can recognize that these are moments. They're all part of the journey. And your real strength lies in acknowledging this part of yourself, acknowledging when you've strayed from your path, and just really gently guiding yourself back with kindness, not criticism. One of the ways, probably one of the most powerful ways to shift the inner critic and the controller is to be your best friend. So like if you think about what if your best friend was struggling with this issue, right? Or fell off the wagon and binged on Netflix and a bunch of food, what would you say to her or to him? You know, like you wouldn't tear them down. You wouldn't berate them. You wouldn't scream at them. You would say, you know what? It's okay. We can have a fresh start today. You can literally align yourself, realign yourself with your goals, realign yourself. Everybody makes mistakes. Let's just focus on what we would love to do. Make some new empowered decisions today and move the energy forward. And you would probably be more of an uplifter than a terror of somebody down. So you want to hear that voice in your head and ask yourself, am I allowing myself to be torn down, or can I be my own best friend? So that's a really, really helpful tool.
I love that. I love that tool. I think of my best friend. I'm like, I would never treat Cecilia like this.
Yeah. But okay. But no. Then we'll let this voice treat ourselves that way. Right.
Yeah. So when that voice comes, it's like,
No. Nope.
I see you. That's Abba. I'm not listening.
Get thee behind me. Wipe it off. Literally. Yeah. I will tell you this. I will, in my conscious dance practice, I have there's 10 stages. One of the stages is the dance of release, the dance of shift. And I will literally put on like African drumming, and I will stand up and I will shake my body. Think about a dog that shakes water off of its back. Or if you think like about African dancing, where you're just kind of like pounding the dirt with your feet, or you're shaking out a dusty rug. Like if you were to take a rug outside and like shake the dust off, that's how I have helped myself and shift in many ways, but particularly that icky, like negative vibe. If you want to get out of that vibe, using music and movement is so powerful.
I love that. I've done that before. What do you call it? Conscious dancing?
Conscious dance. Yeah.
So, such a great name for it. I've just like had to let loose before. Just like listen to some good music that is going to just let me talk. And I think that's, I love that. I love that.
Yes. And I use my voice, right? So I'll literally go like,
nice.
Yes, fire. And I'm just throwing it all into the fire. And it's such a release. It's so cleansing. It's like taking out the trash, but energetically and emotionally.
I'm going to start using the voice. Get a little roar.
Totally. So the taskmaster, right? So this is the inner critic that embodies the no pain, no gain mentality. It makes us feel lazy if we're not pushing ourselves to the limit. It whispers things like, you're so lazy. You're not doing enough. And like, as if, like, you know, it puts too many tasks in your day that you could never get done anyways and have work-life harmony, right? That's the taskmaster. To overcome the taskmaster, you want to recognize the value of rest and balance, that success isn't just about hard work, that it's about taking care of ourselves and having work-life harmony. It's not really about just no pain, no gain, or push, push, push. One way I've overcome the taskmaster, because I was very much suffered from that for quite a bit, was realizing that my rest is my work. Like literally, this is my work today. To be the best mother I want to be the best coach I want to be today, to really come as my best self, I can't be running on fumes, period. And the taskmaster is going to push me to the limit where I'm literally burned out, so that then I'm not being my best person. So my homework, my work, this is work. If I'm taking a 10-minute power nap, this isn't being lazy. This isn't not getting stuff done. I'm literally working right now. I'm working to reset my mind and my heart and my body, and that will give me even more energy to be even more productive after the nap.
Oh, yeah. But sometimes do you think that the taskmaster is a great voice for the overcoming the procrastinator? However, it gets to an unhealthy state. Or is it just because the voice is kind of mean, saying that you're lazy, it's always kind of at an unhealthy state?
So what I would say is we all have a point of power from within that is connected to our higher self and our inner wisdom. So only your higher self can know if the voice is coming from a place of pushing you over what would be a healthy amount, right? And only the higher self knows when you have fallen into a procrastination, a delay, energy. And again, it's really all about turning these voices into the most empowered version. Again, it's not about having the taskmaster go away completely. It's about this part of us being an empowerment coach, an accountability coach. You want that accountability coach, but it's these three tasks, not these 33 tasks.
Right.
One of those three tasks today includes Jennifer getting up from her desk after this interview and dancing and rejuvenating because I've been sitting, right? It's one of those three tasks that Jennifer gets some fuel for her body today and doesn't sit at her desk scarfing down her meal because she's got back-to-back-to-back-to-back meetings, but that she unplugs and goes outside and gets some sun and eats. And as she's eating, she's chewing her food. She's feeling the food come into her body. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's those little things in my life, at least, that have like transformed how I feel at the end of the day. So yeah. From Taskmaster.
I love it. And Rocky will be getting up as well and shaking it off.
Here we go. Yeah.
In 2080, I intend to be hiking, playing with the grandkids, and dancing around at 90 years old. And I'm hopeful technology will allow us to do this, but I'm very hopeful the technology and the research, whatever we may have available for us today, may help us get there. For the past several months, I've been really excited to take Timeline, which is a Swiss-based life science company, a global leader in urolithin A research. And they spent 10 years doing research to bring this product to us, to the market. And urolithin A is a powerful postbiotic that is nearly impossible to get from your diet alone. And MitoPure is their first product to offer a precise dose of urolithin A to upgrade your mitochondrial function, increasing cellular energy and improving muscle strength and endurance. And MitoPure is clinically shown to give our cellular energy generators new power by triggering the body's natural process for removing and rebuilding damaged mitochondria called mitophagy. So all you have to do is take two soft gels or maybe even use their berry powder every day for 2 months, and you can see significant improvements in your cellular energy and in your muscle strength and endurance. And then after 4 months of taking MitoPure, you'll feel yourself getting stronger and recovering faster after a workout and experiencing less inflammation, all part of your healthier aging routine. And MitoPure is the number one doctor recommended urolithin A supplement that is NSF and Clean Label Project certified. So it is time for you to add Timeline to your daily routine. Look on their website to see the research and the testimonials for yourself. Timeline is offering 10% off your first order of MitoPure. Go to timeline.com/magic. That's timeline.com/magic. I really think you're going to love and, of course, benefit from hormone harmony, especially the girlies listening right now who feel the need to find something science-backed yet nature-inspired, because hormone harmony uses adaptogens to support our vessels for that time of the month, which is why I appreciate Hormone Harmony, a feminine phenomenon. Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. And here's the beauty about adaptogens. They happen to help the body adapt to any stressors, like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life. And like I said, it's not just for menopause. It's truly for any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances. And it's perfect for symptoms like racing thoughts and low moods, hot flashes and night sweats, poor sleep and feeling tired all the time, occasional bloating and gas, or even no desire to be in bed next to someone, if you know what I mean. So yeah, Hormone Harmony can help with all these things. And Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar and is gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested. So for a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MAGIC at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code MAGIC for 15% off today. This is also in the show notes.
So there's a couple more. The underminer attacks our self-confidence, saying things like, you should really lose that weight. You're not good enough. And so it undermines your confidence. And again, it's not that we don't want to be our best self and move and eat healthy and all of those things, but you want to confront that voice. You want to stand up for yourself and focus on your strengths. You want to focus on the things that have gone well. You want to celebrate your victories, whether they're big or small. Remind yourself of things that you've done in the past, because what you focus on expands. Same kind of thing. You think about your best friend and you hear somebody saying, you're fat, you're lazy, you're this, which is what that voice can do. You're going to be that less likely to choose something healthy to eat, to actually get off your butt and exercise if you feel like crap about yourself, because that voice is tearing you down, right? So the underminer, we want to turn into an uplifter, you know? And again, it's not about ignoring places where we want to improve. It really is just about focusing on that forward momentum, right?
Yeah. And you don't want to let it hold you back. We talked about the cloak where it is so paralyzing. That voice can be paralyzing. Yeah, it might come in, you can just shoo it away and choose to eat healthy. But sometimes when that undermining voice comes in, I know for myself, I've just felt like I can't do anything.
Exactly. Yeah, yesterday I led a webinar and a young woman was there that I coached for quite a bit of time. And I had this like vivid memory of being on a coaching call. We used to coach on Fridays, on Mondays. And she would go all week really great. She had this whole plan around healthy eating and movement. And she Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And then whatever would go on the weekends, it was almost like the rebellious teenager in her is like, I'm so sick of the rules. I'm going to break all the rules now. And so it would go into binging on food, binging on Netflix, because she didn't have enough play. Yep. She didn't have enough fun. Yep. She didn't have enough play. And she wasn't giving that rebellious part of her enough fun in her life. And so it would literally just start to undermine and destroy all her. But here's the problem. She would come into the coaching feeling like crap. And like nothing went well. And I would like cause her to say, wait a minute, let's go back one day at a time and let's actually track. And by the end, she would realize 5 days of really healthy work, you know what I mean, versus 3 days, she was actually doing better than she was giving herself credit for. And the destroyer would have loved. And it's that old pattern wants us to not know how good we're doing. And it wants the status quo. It's just fighting for survival. It's fighting for that comfort zone. She had comfort weight that she was carrying. She had clutter in her home that was connected to the comfort weight. And it's all about just safety. And so as we rewired her internal safety mechanism and had her focus on how great she felt, and then she began to focus on retraining the destroyer to the uplifter, then over time, the binging went away, the clutter began to go away, and she had a new whole relationship with herself. She released like 40 pounds. She completely repatterned a lifelong, you know, hoarding habit, all that stuff. So it's just starting to notice these voices and understand what they're really trying to do. And again, just retrain them to be more empowering.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Go her.
It's powerful.
That is powerful.
Yeah. The guilt tripper loves to remind us of our past mistakes. Oh, it never works for you. You've tried 5 diets. You've tried to exercise. You quit that job and went for it. And then you lost all your money and now you went back to work. So it's never going to work. So it just focuses on the negative. You'll regret it for the rest of your life. So you want to notice the voice and you want to forgive the past. Draw a line in the sand and recognize my past failures did not determine my future life, nor my future success, nor really anything. So you really want to recognize if you're carrying shame and blame for past things, that was the past. That does not have to be brought into this present moment. So really recognizing that, that's super important. Forgive, let go, and recognize that you can create a whole new future for yourself. So speak to that voice, focus on what you are doing well and what you would love and your vision moving forward. And then the last one is the conformist. And here's the thing with the conformist, we are communal human beings. We want to be part of the tribe. If we went back thousands of years, if we were kicked out of the tribe, we would die. We couldn't survive without the tribe because it took the tribe to have shelter. It took the tribe for the hunters to go out and get the food and bring it back. Like, we literally would die on our own out under the elements. So the conformist wants to pressure us to fit in, to be like everybody else, and to wonder and worry about what is everybody else thinking, right? And that literally goes back to that internal survival mechanism. And so for me to be free of my body shame required me to recognize that everything I'm sold, literally in every fashion magazine, on Instagram, on Facebook, on television, that I can't have one wrinkle on my face, that I can't have dimples on my thighs, that I have to have zero body fat to be a success. And this is all my own paradigm, by the way, that I allowed myself to be programmed with. It was like pulling weeds. And then literally having amnesia and blinders on when I walk through the grocery store and I see five magazines that say, lose 5 pounds in 5 days. I literally just don't see it anymore. I do not conform to that message. It is BS. It doesn't honor that this body is a vehicle for your soul self. We are spiritual beings having a human experience. And I've spent the last 2 decades studying the mind-body-spirit connection, and particularly for women. Like, you are magic. You have superpowers. It doesn't effing matter what your body fat percentage is, right? You have intuition. You have creativity. You have love. You have gifts to give the world, and we don't care what your size and shape is. Like, so much. So do not conform. All of the energy that I spent trying to be a size 2 and worrying about what I weighed and stepping on the scale in the morning, and that would determine if I had a good day or not, was such a waste of my soul force energy. I can't even begin to tell you. And I love her. I have forgiven her. I have forgiven all the people that culture that aided in that lostness, and it's all good. It was all part of my story. My mess has now become my message, but I will not waste another second worrying about that. Seriously, like, right? Like, yes, please.
No, we are not listening to her anymore.
No.
She took over my 20s for too long. I'm not letting her in my 30s.
Right? Yes, I know.
Yeah. Well, I'm in my mid-30s now, but she's been gone for a minute, and it's the most liberating thing.
Yes. So if we could help another 20-year-old not waste her 20s in that lost land of nothing.
She could have a different mess. She could have a different message. She doesn't need this one.
Yes.
We need to stop that chain now.
Please. It ends with us. It ends with
us. It ends with us.
Yeah. Yeah. Now,
I love how you share and you express, and you also embody confidence.
Thank you.
And you help people cultivate confidence. And confidence is just something that you believe can be cultivated by anybody. And so can you share the 5 powerful ways to activate and awaken lasting confidence, especially for those who deeply struggle with self-doubt?
Yeah.
Or even mildly struggle.
Yeah. Well, I think there's, you know, at the end of the day, I think what I often hear, and thank you for your compliment, I really appreciate it. And I really do feel it comes from, like, finding the truth of who you are. And the truth of who you are isn't what you weigh, how much money is in your bank account, how many followers you have, you know, like what your position is, any of those true things. I mean, that isn't why you've come to this lifetime. You've come here to unlock and unleash your God-given gifts and talents and to make a difference in the world with those gifts. And so the first is not comparing, right? So comparison is like kryptonite to our confidence, because there's always going to be somebody better than you, more successful than you, with more followers, with better hair, with better body, all of it, right? So that's really one of the biggest confidence killers. So rather than doing that, you really just want to catch yourself. You want to press pause on that. And you want to remind yourself that every single journey is unique and you are exactly where you need to be right now. And letting that go, allow yourself to focus on your growth, your own successes, your own wins. You know, like if you think about my mom, right? And she's this big, famous thought leader with all these people. But I am so different than her in so many ways. Like, it would never have worked for me to try to be her. I don't learn the way she learns. I don't teach the way she teaches. Like, I am a kinesthetic learner, number one. I love experiential learning. I remember sitting in the congregation. She had like a 3,000 person spiritual center. And she's very much the traditional of her generation. She's in her mid-70s, right? So that generation is the Wayne Dyer, the Deepak Chopra, the Marianne Williamson, the Mary Morrissey's, that generation's very thought leader. It was lecture style. Also because there was no streaming video back then. So the only way to get the message out was to talk about it, record the audio, and then just like put it out. There were cassette tapes. And then there were literally. So I remember being in the center and we're all sitting there like good little students. And I literally, there were times when I was crawling out of my skin and I wanted to scream. They're not getting it, because I could feel it was coming in one ear. Now, some of them were getting it. I don't want to diminish the value of the message. Yeah. The message.
You're not diminishing it. It's so important. Yes.
But in any learning, when you look at the hierarchy of learning, hearing it or learning it just intellectually is the smallest percentage of what creates actual learning, right? The doing is ultimately what seals the deal. So that's part of what, you know, my expertise is. And why does this matter to your listeners? Because we're all unique. Right. So not comparing yourself to others, finding your unique gifts and talents. And that just comes from literally exploring, being willing to get out, try new things, not be perfect. The other is to see yourself through the eyes of your creator. Or, you know, I don't know if you're, you know, I know with your very spiritual, I'm sure your listeners have a relationship with the power breathing them, however they would use that. Or if you've ever been loved. Now, not everybody's been loved, like literally not everybody's felt. I know that's sad, but I've worked with enough people to know that you've got to try to find a loving presence. So it could be God. It could be a grandparent. It could be a pet. Like, I come home and my dog, I could have been gone for 10 minutes. And she runs up to me and starts jumping like she hasn't seen me all day. I'm like, honey, oh, hi, I love you. You're so cute. Like, but I just saw you 5 seconds ago. It's okay.
That's why my doggy is too, huh? Aren't you?
So if you think about how does your dog see you? I know that's kind of a silly idea, but your dog is not looking at, did you lose 5 pounds or gain 5 pounds? Like, do you have wrinkles? Like, your dog could care less. Your dog just loves you. Yeah. So that energy and translating the way you see yourself through the eyes of that kind of unconditional love. The third is to refuse to nurse your past failures. Like, that takes a minute. Like, don't let the past be in your present unless it's going to help you. You know, like, refuse to make those old mistakes and make some new decisions to move your energy forward. You want to be willing to expand your comfort zone. I would say confidence for me has come from diving off the Grand Canyon blindfolded backwards and quitting my job. You know, like that, like not literally, but like that's what it felt like. I've done trapeze. I have done the longest zip line in the world in Costa Rica. I've done scary things because I want to train myself to be outside of my comfort zone and confidence. And when God gives you a directive or spirit or life or whatever word works for you, like, I don't argue. It's fail forward, fail fast, big, hairy, audacious goals, like, you know, like imperfect action. That kind of energy cultivates confidence. Like, I can fail and get back up. I can do hard things. And being willing to fail, like, that creates confidence. And confidence also comes with practice, like trying something, getting good at it, like giving yourself, you know, a chance to do that. And then my number one secret superpower in helping people unlock confidence is free form conscious dance. And my modality is called Transcend Dance. And that's because it helps you connect mind, body, and soul. When you're dancing free and liberated, again, you forget what color your hair is, what color your eyes are, what you weigh, whether you made whatever income you made last month, what room or house or building you're in, and the size of it, how many followers you have or you don't have, or what somebody said to you. You're just one with your breath, you're one with the music, you're one with spirit, your soul is unlocked and unleashed. And it can be a true spiritual, transcendental, liberating, free. And when you've touched the hem of that garment, like when you've experienced that, for me, I can take on the freaking world. I'm like, put me on stage, I'll give my talk. Like, want me to write that book? Okay, like, I got this. You know, there's just this feeling of empowerment that's so amazing, because I remember, I'm not doing this. I'm not breathing me. I'm not beating my heart. There is this life force energy that animates my whole body and being, and that's the flow of energy that's seeking to move through me today. And am I going to constrict it because I don't weigh my goal weight? Fuck that. I don't know if I can wear it. You know, like... You know, like, seriously, like, spirit just wants to course through our veins, wants to serve through us, wants to sing through us, wants to dance through us, wants to share and give and connect and love. A lot of my judgment and criticism and control, honestly, was a limitation to how much love I was willing to experience and feel. Mm-hmm. And through conscious dance, I shed so many of those old skins and those old layers and forgave myself and released that. And now my ability to experience love and to serve the world. And I've been married. It's very crazy to say this number, but it's true. 29 years is insane. Insane. Because I know many of your listeners are probably younger than that. But yeah, I got married at 20 and I'm 49. So,
oh my word.
And we're having the best sex we've ever had. We're more in love. There's more passion. There's more connection. And that did not happen to us. That happened through growing together and by me not pushing him away because I was hating on my body, like literally, you know?
I really want listeners to internalize the words you're saying, because I feel like I've been doing this podcast since 2017, and I would hear these several similar messages or other messages from a variety of sources. And it took me years to actually internalize it or actually feel it. It was messages that people were planting seeds I needed to hear. I would also know better, but not always do better or feel better. I really do want listeners to, even though it's going to take time, and, you know, there's not any set time it will take. It all happens in divine timing. You need to give yourself the grace and the space to really internalize the words that Jennifer is saying. Because everything you're saying is what we all need to really, really know and feel, to the point where we don't even have to speak it. It just is.
What a gift. Thank you. And what a gift that you create this space. I mean, I really... truly mean that. You know, it's people will not know. I mean, unless somebody has their own podcast, the amount of work that goes on to do this and to keep doing this and to serve this for the number of years that you've served this. So I just really want to take a moment to celebrate you and the gift of the message and the gift of the space and to bring on experts like all the experts that you bring on. I'm super honored. I feel really honored and blessed to be a part of this and a part of your community. So thank you for having me.
I am so honored to have you on. And before you go, I have to ask you this last question that I ask all the Your Own Magic guests. How would you advise the Your Own Magic listeners to create their own magic?
Ooh, I would say notice what sparks joy. Like really, truly. And if you're in a place, I mean, some of you know exactly when I say, what do you do? What is the thing that sparks the most joy? You know, and it could be anything, right? But most people can answer that question. And if you can't answer that question, you might go back a few years. You might think about what used to spark joy when you were five, you know, and if you were in an abusive environment when you were five, then ask spirit for guidance, because even if you've been through the most horrendous things as a human being, there is a part of you that is untouched. There is a part of you that is innocent. The soul that is you didn't experience any of those things, has perfect, vibrant health and well-being, is abundant, is aligned, is the part of you that is fully actualized. And that is the part of you that leads you, that guides you, that is that inner voice and knows the answer to that question. And if you ask your own higher self, what can I do to create magic in my life? What are the things that spark joy and follow that impetus? More and more magic will get co-created in your life.
Beautiful words that I want listeners to, again, internalize every single thing Jennifer said. This was such a magical and eye-opening episode, and you're just simply amazing. I'm glad that you are doing what you're doing. You're living your purpose. And when's your next retreat? Where is your next retreat?
Yeah. So I do a couple of retreats a year. I do a transformational retreat in the Riviera Maya. My next one's in November, which is sold out, but the one after that is in February. So I don't know if you want me to give you a URL or what would be.
Yeah. We'll make sure that we link everything below, including where they can connect with you.
So they can go to bti.com/Tulum, Tulum, coed, COED. So all lowercase. Nice. And then they can also check out Transcendance. I teach on Zoom virtually for the whole world. You are totally welcome to come. I'm going to give your whole community a free class pass if they go to bti.com/dance. And then when they go to the checkout page, just scroll down to the coupon and just enter free class, all lowercase, and they can get a free class.
Well, Jennifer, thank you so much for your time. And say hi to your mom as well. She's such a dear.
Thank you. I will. Thank you so much for having me. Thank you so much. Yay.
Yomis, that is a wrap. I hope this episode was expanding for you in some way, shape, or form. Feel free to visit our site at yourownmagic.com or check out my shop, eyesofaspen.com. Connect with the other Your Own Magic listeners. We would love to see more conversations started on the Your Own Magic Facebook group. So with all that being said, thank you so much again for tuning in, and I hope you have a magical rest of your day.